Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. The family of a slain British lawmaker speaks out. The man charged with murdering British lawmaker Joe Cox gave his name as death to traitors, freedom for Britain, when he appeared in court on Saturday, accused of a killing that has left next week's vote on European Union membership in limbo. The murderer of Cox, a 41-year-old mother of two young children, has shocked Britain, elicited condolences from leaders around the world, and raised questions about the tone of campaigning ahead of the EU referendum. The family of Joe Cox paid tribute to the parliamentarian, speaking next to a makeshift memorial in Birstall Saturday. Her sister, Kim Ledbetter, described the 41-year-old as a dedicated mother and local representative who will live on through all of the good people in the world.
We want to say a most sincere and heartfelt thank you to everyone who has expressed their love and affection for Joe and sent their thoughts and sympathy to us. It has genuinely made a difference and helped us through some dark times in the last 48 hours.
Ledbetter said Cox's death had left her family broken, but she added they were determined to mend over time and never let Joe leave our lives. Iraqi forces gained control of the main hospital in Fallujah Saturday and were clearing mines after driving the Islamic State group from most of the city, one of its last remaining strongholds in the Anbar province west of Baghdad. Brigadier General Haider al-Obeidi told the Associated Press that fighting was still underway in parts of the city where the United States and Iraqi warplanes targeted snipers and other IS positions. Read more about this on our website. It is voanews.com. This is VOA News.